This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board released its final report on a 2023 chocolate factory explosion in West Reading that killed seven people. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to an expert on underground utilities who says Pennsylvania needs to change its laws to help prevent similar incidents in the future.
According to the National Transportation Safety Board, steam from underground pipes seeped into R.M. Palmer Company's buildings, which degraded a pipe fitting that leaked natural gas, eventually fueling the accidental but deadly blast. Sarah Magruder-Lyle is the president and CEO of the Common Ground Alliance, an organization dedicated to preventing damage to underground utility infrastructure.
There were a series of errors, but one of the contributing ones is that Palmer Chocolate was not a member of Pennsylvania One Call.
That's the registry of underground assets anyone who wants to dig should call. But the steaming gas pipes in this case went from one R.M. Palmer Company building to another, which exempted them even though it crossed under a public right-of-way.
There should be no exemptions. Everybody who has an underground asset that is moving product should have to be a member of One Call.
Exemptions are allowed by the state legislature. NTSB recommended Tuesday PA amend that policy and that Common Ground's best practices become more widely adopted.
Lots of states have exemptions. The Common Ground Alliance supports no exemptions because it only takes once to be wrong.
Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A huge event in Philadelphia that celebrates Mexican culture has been canceled. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams explains.
El Carnaval de Puebla is one of the city's biggest annual celebrations of Mexican culture and history. It celebrates Mexico's victory over French occupiers in 1862 at the Battle of Puebla. But due to aggressive tactics by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under the Trump administration, it has been canceled. Dionisio Jimenez is vice president of San Mateo Carnavalero in Philadelphia, which helps organize Carnaval de Puebla.
So we don't want take a risk and celebrate something we do every year and people get in trouble. I don't think we're going to feel good about ourselves if we do that.
According to Visit Philadelphia, the event draws close to 15,000 people each year, and Jimenez says many come from across the country by the busloads.
With this carnival, like I say, involves people coming from other states. Cities implies a lot of expenses because we bring two bands come from Mexico. We're not going to do that.
He says the community remains in fear, but the most difficult issue is explaining the cancellation to the children who look forward to the carnival each year. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is reconsidering her decision to end a program that provides free SEPTA passes to low-income Philadelphians. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
This just in.
Managing Director Adam Teal began his budget testimony before City Council by announcing that the mayor is in discussions with SEPTA to extend the Zero Fare pilot program, which has provided key cards to 24,000 low-income residents, much to the delight of Councilman Nick O'Rourke, a minister who's been denouncing the mayor's earlier plan to discontinue the program.
Glory to God and power to the people, Director Teal. You come bearing gifts in April.
The future of Zero Fare, though, is not yet cemented. A statement from the mayor indicates she's not planning on appropriating any new money, but wants SEPTA to handle the program's $12 million cost out of the subsidy the city has already provided, which was about $15 million more than what the city is required to provide. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says discussions are continuing.
We're supporters of the program, and the mayor's always been a great supporter of SEPTA. So, of course, we're going to listen and look. We want to find a way to make this program succeed.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.